The setbacks this past week in France and the Netherlands for the European Union's proposed constitution sent shockwaves through the capitals of Europe. But as the EU's political elite digests the resounding no votes, this weekend they can look for more hopeful news from Switzerland. In a referendum today, Swiss voters make their own views clear on the subject of the EU, but they do not vote on the new constitution. Switzerland is not a member of the EU. Instead, voters decide whether Switzerland should ease border restrictions with its EU neighbors. Joining us from Bern is BBC correspondent Imogen Folks. Welcome to the program.
Hello.
Explain the specific issues in today's referendum.
Well, what the Swiss are voting on are two European Union treaties known as the Schengen and Dublin treaties, after the towns where they were first drafted. What they mainly will mean for Switzerland and Switzerland's neighbours is an opening of Swiss borders to comply with EU regulations, which say that open border policy, you should be able to travel across Europe, drive, for example, take the train from Berlin all the way down to Rome without having to show your passport. So that's the main element of the Schengen Agreement. It will also mean that Swiss police will share information with their EU counterparts. Supporters say this will help to prevent crime, particularly money laundering, research into terrorist organizations, and so on. On Dublin, that's about asylum. What it means, again, is sharing of information. Asylum seekers are not supposed to apply to more than one European Union country. Now the Swiss will know if somebody coming to them has applied in France or Italy, and they will say, you applied there first, that's where you have to go. So those are the two main issues.
Switzerland is famous for its neutrality, particularly through centuries of war and peace in Europe. If this passes, does that constitute a significant move away from the policy of neutrality?
Not necessarily. I think some people in Switzerland, the more traditional conservative elements, would say yes, because they define neutrality as basically Switzerland always doing its own thing, completely separate from anyone else. But the main neutrality really is defined on its defence policy and its foreign policy. And these two things don't particularly affect that, apart from the opening of borders to a certain extent. But it's more where the Swiss, where the opponents of these two votes are concerned, is they're more concerned that every one of these votes is a little step towards the European Union. And the Swiss have made it very clear in votes in the past that they don't want to be full members, and many of them don't kind of want membership by the back door either.
But is there no concern that will isolate the Swiss and hurt the country's economy?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, many people are concerned about that. I mean, more than 50% of Switzerland's trade is with the European Union. Political and business leaders make no secret of the fact that they think Switzerland really has no alternative in the long term but to join the European Union. But they haven't persuaded the voters of that. Just like in France and Holland, the politicians didn't persuade the voters that the constitution was a good thing. It's again perhaps a case of the politicians running ahead of normal people's opinion. So I think that although, as I said, political business class fear isolation, the Swiss, the ordinary people say, well, look, we've got low unemployment, we've got a high standard of living, who needs a European Union?
BBC reporter Imogen Folks joined us from Bern, Switzerland. Thank you very much.
You're welcome.